Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, June 11th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by iMazing. Leading off today, yesterday we talked through all of Apple's new software updates announced at WWDC, but one thing we didn't touch on is device compatibility for each of those updates. Apple says that iOS 18 is compatible with all of the same devices as iOS 17. This includes iPhones dating back to the iPhone XR and iPhone XS, all the way through to the iPhone SE 2nd and 3rd generation. So if your iPhone can run iOS 17, you can run iOS 18. For iPadOS 18, however, the story is a little bit different. iPadOS 18 is dropping support for the 6th generation iPad from 2018, the 2nd generation 12.9-inch iPad Pro from 2017, and the 10.5-inch iPad Pro also from 2017. So the iPads that officially support iPadOS 18 include the iPad Mini 5th generation and later, the iPad 7th generation and later, the iPad Air 3rd generation and later, the 12.9-inch iPad Pro 3rd generation and later, all models of the 11-inch iPad Pro, and the new 13-inch M4 iPad Pro. WatchOS 11 drops support for the Apple Watch Series 4, Series 5, and 1st generation Apple Watch SE. So this means WatchOS 11 is compatible with the Apple Watch Series 6 and later, alongside the 2nd generation Apple Watch SE. macOS 15 Sequoia is available on all of the same Macs that could run macOS Sonoma. This includes MacBook Pros dating back to 2018, MacBook Airs dating back to 2018, the iMac 2019 and later, the iMac Pro, the Mac Studio, the Mac Mini from 2018 or later, and the Mac Pro from 2019 or later. But finally, we have Apple Intelligence, which includes a more restrictive set of compatible devices. Apple Intelligence features, when they launch later this year, will be compatible with the iPhone running an A17 Pro chip or later, so right now that only extends to the iPhone 15 Pro and iPhone 15 Pro Max. The iPad with an M1 chip or later can also run Apple Intelligence, and any Apple Silicon Mac with M1 or later can as well. So the iPhone is the big, glaring problem with Apple Intelligence compatibility, and if you don't have an iPhone 15 Pro or plan on upgrading to an iPhone 16 this year, you'll be left out without any AI features. Next up today, speaking of Apple Intelligence, one aspect of Apple's goal at the start is integration with ChatGPT natively into iOS 18. ChatGPT is integrated into Siri, so when you ask Siri a question and it doesn't know the answer, it'll prompt you to pass that question along to ChatGPT to get more information. During a follow-up interview on Monday, Apple executives Craig Federighi and John Giannandrea elaborated on Apple's AI goals and hinted at a possible agreement with Google Gemini in the future as well. Federighi explained that Apple's hope is to let users choose between different models to use with Apple Intelligence. While ChatGPT from OpenAI is the only option right now, Federighi suggested that Google Gemini could come as another option down the line. He said, quote, "We think ultimately people are going to have a preference, perhaps for certain models that they want to use, maybe one that's great for creative writing, or one that they prefer for coding. And we want to enable users to ultimately bring a model of their choice. And so we may look forward to doing integrations with different models like Google Gemini in the future. Nothing to announce right now, but that's our direction." End quote. The decision to focus on ChatGPT at the start was because Apple wanted to start with the best, according to Federighi. Again, none of the new Apple Intelligence features are available in iOS 18 Beta 1, and instead will start rolling out later this year. Next up today, Apple unveiled VisionOS 2 at WWDC, like we talked about yesterday, with new features like improvements to travel mode, upgrades to gestures, and a new Bora Bora environment. In addition to the features Apple highlighted on stage, there are a few other VisionOS 2 tidbits worth pointing out. First, Apple explains that VisionOS 2 can recognize and reveal your Magic Keyboard or MacBook keyboard when you're fully immersed in an environment. Previously, being fully immersed in an environment on Vision Pro meant you couldn't see your keyboard while you were typing. This keyboard occlusion feature lets your keyboard break through the environment so you can easily see it as you type, and it's a feature that was previously available on Meta's Quest headsets. VisionOS 2 also adds support for mice, including Apple's own Magic Mouse as well as third-party mice. You can now rearrange your Vision Pro's home view by pinching and holding on an app icon, then dragging it around. iPad apps on VisionOS can now be moved out of the compatible apps folder and placed anywhere on the home view. Apple also says that there are improvements for watching videos in Safari, saying that you can now watch Safari videos on a truly massive screen while you're in any environment. The first VisionOS 2 beta is available now to developer beta testers and will be released to everyone in the fall. We are sponsored this week by SetApp. For a single monthly subscription of $10, SetApp gives you access to over 240 apps on your Mac. Using the link in the show notes, you can become a SetApp member and get full access for free for 7 days. With SetApp, you can install as many apps as you want and browse its curated collection for ideas of new Mac apps to try. Just think of a task you'd like to complete, then open SetApp, search by that task, find a collection of apps suited for you, and get to work on getting things done. SetApp membership includes full access to all apps on SetApp, app updates, and new releases. Again, just hit the link in the show notes to sign up for SetApp and get started today with a free, fully featured 7-day trial, then just $10 a month going forward. It's easily the best $10 I spend every month, so hit the link in the show notes to get started today. Rounding out today, there are also new features coming to AirPods and AirPods Pro later this year with iOS 18. For AirPods Pro's second generation, Apple is adding a new feature that allows you to shake your head yes or no to respond to Siri interactions. Apple says that this is particularly helpful in crowded or quiet areas where it may not be appropriate or possible to speak out loud to respond to Siri. So for example, if you're wearing AirPods Pro and a Siri announcement prompts you to answer or decline a phone call, you can shake your head yes to accept the phone call or shake your head no to decline the phone call. Also for AirPods Pro second generation, there's a new voice isolation feature, which Apple says isolates and enhances voice quality while removing significant background noise for the listener. So when you're on a phone call while wearing your AirPods Pro second generation, you can enable voice isolation to improve your audio quality for the person at the other end of the call. Finally, Apple is expanding personalized spatial audio with dynamic head tracking to gaming for the first time. This feature will be available on AirPods 3, AirPods Pro, and AirPods Max. There's a beta of the new AirPods Pro firmware available today for testing, and it'll be released to everyone in the fall alongside iOS 18. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.